This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on a Tuesday. And you know what? The Training Camp Texans Tuesday. Texans Training Camp Tuesday. There we go. That. Call number 10 right now. We'll be giving four VIP tickets to Texans Training Camp on August 1st at Houston Methodist Training Center across from NRG Stadium. Those tickets are courtesy of the Houston Texans. Caller number 10 right now. Like I said, giving them out one an hour. And just wanted to mix it up on you. That is four VIP passes, four VIP tickets to August 1st.
What calling number?
Call number 10. It's been call number 10.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So light up them phone lines, talk to the man Fig, and win as we are training camp crazy, man. Excited to get out there tomorrow, bright and early. You'll have 6 a.m. Payne and Pendergast. It'll be Sean and our guy B. Scott tomorrow, out there tomorrow. From 6, and then you'll get 8 o'clock. You'll get Vandermeer and Harris, and then we'll jump on to 10, as we always do. Excited to give you the lay of the land, talk about what's happening out there, what we see, our first impressions, all of that. Excited to get that going. The Astros yesterday got a big-time victory, 6-3 win. Bryce Matthews, the bell of the ball, showing out with his first and second home runs of the season. We talked about him and how you're now in a place where maybe did you find yourself something that'll help you kind of span the gap, or did you find something also that will maybe be a trade chip that people get more interested in? That remains to be seen to a large degree. But also Joe Espada, the manager, talked about one of the things that we do really need to see and one of the things that we're interested in getting a feel for, which is these injuries. How are you looking on possibly the return side of it? It's very clear. We've talked about it before. This Astros, on the grander scale, the Astros organization has to take a look at this.
Oh, yes. I'm very adamant about it. I think you can go back to even one of the big advertisers, Houston Methodist Center. I think they should be upset. It's a bad reflection on them. I mean, they have their name all over the building, and the Astros can't figure out injuries. And when they do figure them out, they maybe rush them back. And I'm not even kidding about that, but that's just aside.
It's big enough to where I wonder. The tough part about it is I don't know that there's a organization that I trust enough to do this, but it does feel like I would have somebody from the outside come in and evaluate, do an audit of the organization. The problem is, like, is that consultants and consultant firms? I don't know how much I trust in them to come in and, like, do a relatively unbiased evaluation of what you're doing. But, like, if there is somebody that you can trust to do that, there needs to be an audit of the system, because right now the system has time and time again shown you that it's not effective in the way that you want it to operate.
And even to the point of, you know, we could talk about, you know, Jake Meyers and aggravating an injury, and even though it was the other leg, you know, how did they handle the rehab and recovery of Isak Paredes, because he hurt the other leg, but people always talk about compensating. Were they doing that right? I mean, on and on and on it goes. You can talk about Houston Methodist should be upset. Joe Espada should be upset. Dana Brown should be upset. Obviously fans, players, are they wondering, are they telling me, and are we doing the right things in these the way they handle injuries and rehab and recover? But ultimately, it's Jim Crane. Jim Crane needs to be sitting up there saying, what the hell is going on? They are the worst in baseball at it. They have the most people on IL. They've had the most pitchers on IL over the last 4 years, 5 years, I believe. They have repeatedly had guys aggravate injuries when they come back. So that's the big picture stuff that you're referencing. More specifically to the here and now, you know, we're talking about all this as a backdrop to what they're saying on the recovery and returns of these players that they desperately need. And I frankly don't know. I don't believe anything. I don't believe anything they say.
How do you operate like that, though?
Yeah.
You can't. It's hard to operate in a space where you don't believe anything that they say, because at some point you gotta. They are the primary source of information here.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you?
I take it with a grain of salt. I'll tell you that.
However you want to put it, grain of salt.
Yeah.
Skeptical or flat out don't believe, there's a problem. And, you know, he gave us an update, and it should be, under most circumstances, we should all be encouraged today. Oh, wow. You know, Jake Myers is rehabbing in Houston, and maybe it'll be 3 weeks, but he'll be back. Oh, wow. Jeremy Pena rehabbing in Florida, and he's going to take live BP in a couple of days. All right, he's coming back. You can't believe any of that. Oh, wow. Luis Garcia threw 2 innings of blah, blah, blah. All right, well, maybe we'll see him in 2 weeks. What about, Spencer Arrighetti? You know, he's rehabbing. Well, cool. We'll see him in a couple of weeks. But we're ramping up for the run. I can't believe any of that.
And is there any level for you, is there any level of kind of various beliefs? Like, do you have more belief in certain things? Because the thing for me in my head is I keep thinking about the Spencer Arrighetti being like, all right, that's a break.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems fairly straightforward in the way that it comes back, right? That one feels like that is more likely. Is there any level of that where you can kind of parse out certain places where you can have more belief as opposed to others where you might have less? Or am I just kind of disillusioned and trying to fool myself and trying to find some hope?
Well, to be fair, I think they fool us all, and we all get sucked back into, all right, this time I think they are coming back. So you're not wrong, but you say it was a break. I believe it. Question mark? Because they said Kyle Tucker was not a break. And what did it end up being? A break. You can't believe anything they're saying, man. Well, you can believe it, and I have in the past, but you end up...
Results may vary.
Yeah, you end up regretting it.
So, I mean, how do you operate then? Like, how do you push this thing forward? There's a lot of decisions that have to be made based on these injuries. And obviously, Isak Paredes is joining the IEL, 10-day IEL, now makes it 16 guys that you have there. Mm-hmm. That obviously happened yesterday. There's decisions that have to be made in the interim. How do you try and go about making those decisions if you're in a place where I don't know what to believe on the return timeline? Yeah. Even as Joe Espada gives you, you know, a decent amount of, I guess, more positive news and some news that would lead you to believe that relatively soon you should see some of these guys.
You should. You want to believe it. But here's the other thing, and this is maybe my biggest worry. Even within the building, are they starting to have doubts? You know, are they starting to have it? Because they know more than any of us. They see the MRIs, if there are MRIs. They see these athletes, these players on a daily basis recovering. They know where they are better than any of us in their recovery, and yet you've still had aggravated, at least two this year, injuries that were aggravated. So are they even starting to wonder, should we be believing our athletic training staff, our doctors, our orthopedics, all that stuff, because we've been burned by it ourselves? That's my biggest worry. Like, even they are starting to wonder if what they're doing is working.
This is the biggest existential crisis to like the Astros' ability to Absolutely. Win in a long-term mm-hmm. sense, right? It's just mm-hmm. not being able to handle this because, as we're mentioning, right, you have to be more and more effective, more and more efficient with your resources as they dwindle, right? You've utilized a lot of your farm system in order to acquire more players. You're coming towards what I imagine is near the end of what normally the window would be for a level of contention. And so in order to open that up, in order to pry it open, whatever you want to term that as, you have to be as maximum efficient as possible when the margins get thin. And it's hard for you to be efficient, and it's hard for you to operate well within a tight margin if you're having a little bit of mishandling of your assets through injury, or you don't know how to make this decision because you have an injured asset that either could be helpful, like a Yordan, or could not be there and you need to replace. Like, these are the things that feels like, this feels like the big thing that could shut your window in a way where it kind of belies and it kind of undercuts the incredible things that you've done to have, you know, minor league guys come up and produce at a major league level mm-hmm. in the span. It undercuts all of the fantastic things you've been able to do, finding a Bryce Matthews and him doing Cam Smith coming up yeah. and being way more than you could have expected, both defensively and offense. This is the thing that undercuts it all.
It does undercut it all. And the other thing that I think is the most important thing now in terms of big picture, long range plan, making a run, is we haven't even mentioned Yordan yet. And I want to ask you guys, your confidence level after hearing yesterday, Yordan himself say that he aggravated the injury. He was going to have live batting practice. It swelled up. He couldn't go. It was determined to be a, quote, setback, which it was. And now he's talking about it and saying he's progressing, but where the pain is in his hand is, quote, difficult to have surgery. That, to me, as you heard when I was doing confessions about an hour ago, that tells me I don't know if we're ever going to have this year anyway the Yordan that we expect. Are you guys in the same place?
I think that is the most reasonable way to operate with that. Pretend like you're not going to have him until hopefully you do have him, which mm-hmm. Again, does not terrify me for the regular season. It's the postseason. That is when mm-hmm. his bat is the most important. It seems like you've done a good job spanning the gap, and that maybe that is, you know, a little haughty of a claim to have because, again, yeah. there's still a stretch run, and you saw last series how quickly you can go from having a comfortable lead to a very uncomfortable space where you almost only had a two-game lead over the Mariners, right? Things can shift up very quickly in this league, mm-hmm. but still, it is necessary in those moments where every game becomes more important that you have maximum firepower, and mm-hmm. him not being there does scare me. Does this at all, though, considering that, you know, the guy who has been most likely to slide into the DH role is Jose Altuve, does that at all offer any semblance of condolence on the backside of this? The idea that, hey, you can get him off of the fielding side of it, and if you have other guys, like if Chaz McCormick is coming on, mm-hmm. and if you do get Jake Meyers back, now you can have two of those guys in the outfield that covers the outfield defensively a little bit better than having Jose in the left yes. field, even though he's acclimated okay.
Mm-hmm.
out there.
You're right on the outfield and giving Altuve at bats, but not necessarily wear and tear on the field. But what are you going to do on the infield? You know, a lot of it has to do with just how much Bryce Matthews, you know, continues what he did yesterday. Who's going to be playing third base? Paredes, you know, when he returns. And by the way, I don't think that's going to be a month minimum. So a lot of it depends on that.
Yeah. From the 713, does Yordan and the injuries bring up any thoughts of Tiger Woods as far as career decline when it comes to it for you?
I'm not there yet. I just think this year's going to be I wish I could, but I just can't count on the old Yordan. We're probably going to see him again. He's probably going to make another – maybe not, but he's probably going to make another run at playing. But that was a true, I might have even said it out loud, like, whoa. You know, he says, it's in a bad spot where you can't have surgery. Oh, so you're saying you need surgery. That is problematic, man.
I would like to very much stop having seasons where you have a major player loss for an extended period of time that you also did not prepare for.
Yeah.
I would love for that to not happen. From the 8-2, as dire as you guys talk about the Astros all the time, I'm sure happy with this team
yes.
and the way they've played
that's
so far.
That's even a frustrating part
that's
of it.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. It would be something different, and obviously I'm very happy to not be in this place, but it'd be something different if it was just a team that could not handle the weight of what's happening here. I think as they continue to bridge the gap with the injuries, it makes it that much more frustrating that they have not been able to be, you know, have better results, I guess mm-hmm. the nice way that I'll put this, with the injuries, because if they had, it only makes you think, imagine what more could be done if you were able to have your, you know, all-world hitter, if you were able to have more of your pitching support so that, you know, even the guys that are coming up and giving you something, maybe they end up in the pen. Maybe they end up with a more robust pen and you have a pitching staff that, you know, rivals any other in baseball all the way across the board. Like, these are the things that you could have on the upside, on the other side of this, but you just don't, because in part you have really poor luck, but it really mm-hmm. does feel like in part also you've mismanaged.
No, you are 100% right. It's even more frustrated because they're having success. Like, had they lost all these pitchers and Yordan, et cetera, and they were six games under 500 and kind of just, you know, flailing around in the middle of the division, we could all be saying, oh, well, one of those years. We'll see how they get better. But they're still fighting. You know, they're fighting with one arm behind their back, but they're still in the hunt. They're leading. You know, it makes it even more frustrating to me.
An interesting thing that came in on the YouTube page was, I think, somebody saying that the MLBPA has to be, like, somewhat concerned about this continued, you know, kind of the way that this continues to happen for the Astros. I do wonder, like, what kind of, and this is, again, going to labor disputes. I know that I've had a lot of conversations about how labor interacts mm-hmm. with organizations, but I do wonder if baseball's union is still strong enough to make something shake like that. Like, I think that there's definitely years past, decades past, where you look at the MLBPA and you go, maybe they would have mm-hmm. it within them to level of some level of fight or have some level of, I don't know, look into yeah. and be able to, you know, utilize some power. I don't know if the baseball union is at that place currently.
Yeah, I looked it up and I really was just kind of reading some stories about it. And it takes a lot for the NFL, really for MLB. MLB can do it too. MLB True. Or the Players Association come in and sort of, you know, dissect I guess sort of investigate what the issues are here, but it's a pretty high bar. Yeah.
Astros found another way to get a victory, 2-2 on this road trip. Hopefully you end up above 500 with the game tonight. Framber Valdez back on the mound. That's another. All right. I don't want to do this, but it is in my brain. Because I heard on the broadcast, them talking about kind of velocity dropping for someone else. I can't remember exactly who mm-hmm. was talking about. The extended stretch of time for Framber Valdez of extra rest. Hopefully it's just rest. Is that where you currently exist with him getting ready to take the mound again after a nice opportunity to get some sit down time?
Yeah, I just wish I hadn't read the text board yesterday because I think they're just giving him extended rest. But the text board was like, well, remember he got hit in the calf and all this other stuff.
And again, I'm like, the Astros, the poor luck or mismanagement or all of it, yeah. It does again put you in a place where you in some ways look for the worst yeah. in weird ways. Hopefully that's yeah. not the case. Hopefully Framber just comes out, gives you good Framber.
Nice and rest.
And you get another victory. So hopefully that happens tonight, 8:40 p.m. first pitch. For you, Astros. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and it's about that time to turn things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got, bro?
Yeah, so I got this list of, it's not a list, but I have a marriage agreement from somebody they decided to do before tying the knot, and I kind of want to run this across y'all. Mm-hmm. It's kind of mind-blowing to me, but I want to see what y'all feel about that.
All right, let's do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And for the second day in a row, I got to kick off the Mixtape with some breaking news. And we were just
Lopez.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. Lopez, I do feel guilty, though.
Lopez out here sniping, dog.
I do feel guilty.
Yeah, classic rock legend of the Black Sabbath. Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at the age of 76. And this one, you know, I know
it's a tough one, man.
Yeah, people, I know people get older and stuff like that, but that one hurt, man.
Good run though, right? 76?
76 lived his life, baby.
Good run. And he lived 76. Not 76 hard, but he lived a good amount of
hard. He was just performing according to Lopez.
Yeah, I mentioned it this morning and now I feel guilty. We were talking about
you should.
This is about as I just tweeted this, Figgy. This is about a pure rock and roll song as there's ever been, especially right here.
Is this your favorite
of his songs? For sure. But it's just a pure we are rocking now. You hear this, you're rocking. You're rocking now.
If you driving around the city, you see somebody playing this, you're like, okay,
all right,
I see what type of time you on, man.
Yeah,
and they might have a certain look.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I've seen him in concert. I saw Black Sabbath in concert in high school. So this wasn't the time that he peed on the Alamo. It was before that. Because
sure,
one
does.
Well, he got banned from ever performing in San Antonio again.
That'll happen. Honestly, you get banned for peeing on most things. Like, if you pee on a thing that is not a toilet seat, for the most part, you get banned.
Yeah. Yep.
This is mine too. Right here.
That's yours. I like Paranoid and Iron Man. I mean, it's rock. I mean, you are rocking. You put Ozzy Osbourne or Black Sabbath on.
They be playing this at the stadiums, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It gets the people going.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I remember very vividly. I think it was the time before that he peed on the Alamo, but it was. I got to stay quiet.
It's the drums that get me every time.
Yeah.
Do you have any apologies that you want to throw out here, Lopez?
No, I just feel bad. I mentioned it.
Apologize to his family, man.
I sincerely apologize. I don't know if I jinxed it.
Thank you. But Ozzy Osbourne passed at 76. We learned that today.
Yeah, man. Prayers to his family and all that stuff. Legend, man.
Legend,
man.
Yeah.
So I continue on the Mixtape. I wish I could play some more. Black Sabbath, man. I just canceled the show and just put my headphones in.
It's Black Sabbath Tuesday.
Yeah, I know what I'm listening to after the show.
Me too.
But, rest in peace. But, man, I ran across this a website or article talking about how this lady who just got married, she came up with an agreement, not a prenup, but actual agreement for her and her husband to sign before they tied the knot.
Okay.
So kind of a pseudo prenup, but not about money.
Well, I'm going to go through this.
Okay.
I think I'd rather have the prenup rather than this list she came up with. So they got a lot of clauses in here that's even way further than the prenup.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to go through this and kind of get your reaction to it. So the first one is spousal political alignment. So they agreed never would they change their political belief between during marriage, locking them in from day one.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Like, just the idea that
I can't change my mind.
That is exactly. It's not even about politics.
Yeah, I can't change my mind.
Oh,
so I got to stick with one party.
I heard that differently. I think now I know where you guys are, and I agree with you. But I heard it as like I'm not gonna vote like you vote just because we're married, you know, like you know what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah, that's how I interpreted that.
Yeah, but at least
not like you can't change your mind.
The way that this was thrown up to me by you, Figgy.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah. Okay,
because a lot of couples also,
so they could come in with different beliefs and they got to stay with that belief.
That's dumb.
I agree
with you on that.
Yeah, that sounds silly.
But if it's I think I look at it as like, oh, just because you're voting for this person doesn't mean I'm going to vote for him too, just so you know. I think that's how I look at it.
Yeah, if it's that, then it makes a level of sense. The idea of, nah, this is what you believe, so don't get out here and changing up on me. But what happens if information changes, friend?
Yeah.
What about this one? Income parity requirement. So both must earn equally at all times, a strict 50-50 split to prevent financial imbalances.
Who is this woman?
This is all theoretical because I don't know what life you live in where jobs are so abundant and jobs come at the same time in that
50-50,
way.
50-50 straight down the line.
And whoever put this clause in, I'm guessing it was the woman because she shared the agreements, is the most insecure person you could ever meet.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can't make more than me. Why not? Why not?
Yeah. Nah, this just get. I would have said, just give me the prenup, man. Mm-hmm. Look, whatever I bring into this marriage, I take out.
Yeah.
And you could take whatever you brought in. Here's another one. Marriage expiration date, or every 7 years.
Is it weird that in an experimental sense, I kind of like what we're doing here?
The 7 year thing?
Just the idea of, hey, man, we got to get back to the negotiating table, make sure we all still in on this. appreciate the idea of, hey.
I mentioned that on this show before. Pretty much saying that vows automatically expire every 7 years unless both choose to reapply to stay married.
Nah, I don't like it.
I think it sounds wilder than it really is. I think it's kind of harsh to be like, oh, yeah, no, we no longer married if we don't come. But I do like the idea of giving yourself a periodical time to make sure, hey, let's check in and make sure it's good. But then also, hey, man, you know, we've all been in a place where people get complacent and don't keep the, hey, if there's a timeline, hey, we coming up on that free. It's a contract year, baby. It's a contract year. You want to get some contract years in there, don't you?
Hey, some of us reaffirm our marriage every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And some don't.
I was about to say, and are those people with us in the room right now?
And some of us do not.
All right, what about this one? Emotional labor audits. So they'll log and track mental and relationship work like emotional support and household tasks to ensure equal effort.
I don't even know what she's trying to say.
Yeah. It's a good idea to try and ensure equal effort. Yeah. It sounds wild to be like, now we have to do, we have to keep books on this.
Emotional support?
This one right here is my favorite one. Temporary marriage suspension. Mm-hmm. So either spouse can call a one-time, three-month timeout once every 3 years if things get tense.
All right, but what happens if I get the challenge right? Do I get to keep my three-month timeout and come through back? What are we doing here?
She just wants to mess around. No, that's what this is. She wants to go play.
I'm like, you want a break?
She wants to go cut it up a little bit for about 3 months.
Also, isn't this implied with any marriage at any time? You gotta be like, hey, I need a break. Like, I feel like people are just like, hey, what am I gonna do besides take the break? I feel like that's kind of in there. It's really just the codifying of any of this is kind of weird.
Here's another one. Full partner surveillance. So each can track each other's location using apps. Claim it is for safety, though it raises
they
privacy concerns.
Always claim it's for safety.
Yeah, my wife is one of them.
Yeah, always.
She got my location right now.
What if
I'd be worried.
What if I can't find you? Okay, ain't gonna happen.
What's funny is if y'all both come to this, like, it does not strike me as weird by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It really is the idea that up front, it's a must. It feels like you ain't got no trust, which I feel like trying to do any of this under a level of no trust is a bad idea.
I realize my wife is just nosy because she got like 6 or 7 different people location. And she mentioned one time she didn't even realize what she was saying. She's like, yeah, sometimes I just look to kind of see. Everybody, I'm like, so you using this as like a social media account?
Yeah, no.
You just being nosy, seeing where everybody at?
You can describe it and explain it however you want. It's spying. You're spying on your partner.
Yeah, especially if you're going to it all the time. In this case, don't ask me where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Don't call and say, hey, where you? No, go
you
look
know.
On the app.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Go look on
That's
the
right.
app.
That's don't, why this is here.
Don't ask me no pointless ass questions.
That's like when my mom used to do this when I'd ask her any question. You go look it up. Look it up in the dictionary. Merriam-Webster, no.
All right, this is the last one, and this might be the banger right here.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime marriage only clause. So if they divorce, neither can remarry, forever bearing remarriage to anyone else.
Come on.
This is a deeply unserious person.
It is.
Whoever wrote this up is a deeply unserious
person. Just give me the prenup.
I sure hope the guy didn't marry this woman.
Yeah, I think they,
Every time. It's a pump fake that gets me every time.
Yeah, I think they tied the knot, so.
They did?
Yeah. I think they good, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're good.
I don't know if
they're good. They're not good, to be honest.
Yeah. The question is how long they going to last.
7 years,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
I think they have first contract.
They can't remarry.
He can't get married to somebody else.
Yeah. First contract, they like, hey, man, I'm out the game. It was a good run. I appreciate the city, but, you know, I have to do what's best for me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so I got to show some love to some locals in Houston. So first, I got to give a shout out to FAO, which is a place in Midtown that have different arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bar, food, and all that stuff. It was a nice little chill spot people used to go to, had birthday parties and different little events. I used to go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they are shutting their doors next week.
Oh, man.
So they're going to be... they're going to be shutting their doors next week. And here is the owners of FAO to kind of give us a little PSA on what's going on, what happened.
What's up, everyone? Adonis and Bronson here. As y'all know, owners of FAO here in Midtown of Houston, Texas. Just want to put out pretty much a public service announcement that we will no longer be here in Midtown. We will be closing our doors at the end of this month. This is definitely not the end of the road for us. We would definitely want to make sure that we give thanks to everyone that decided to work with us for an extended amount of time, a short time, whatever may that be. This is definitely not the last of us. Just us having a physical space like FAO, that's the end of that. We will be hosting a steak night on July 28th on Monday. So we would appreciate everybody if they could come out, show some love. Of course, I imagine people are going to be coming through throughout the next 2 weeks. And then our last day of actually being in business will be on that Thursday.
Yeah, so I just want to kind of give them a shout out, man. If you want to go real quick and go there before they close the doors.
So are they still going to be in business? That was a little vague.
So that place is done. So they won't be in business.
They're just going to be doing something else.
It sounds like they might be working on something else in the future. But FAO, as we know it, is closing.
Right.
For good. And that steak night kind of sound pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Love me a steak night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, salute to them, man. It was a fun place, man. If you get a chance to go before they close, hit them up.
All right. Pretty cool. All right.
I'm going to keep my local thing going. Why is somebody calling me? Who the hell is this?
You at work and everything.
Yeah, it's probably a scam call.
They were probably listening to Lopez earlier, and you're like, you know what? Let me call Figgy, see how you're doing. I don't want nothing. I'm just
seeing how you're doing.
Yeah,
I ain't want nothing.
Yeah, just
Yeah, it's, get out of here. But I got to show some love, some more local love. Mm-hmm. John Lopez, you got a podcast called The Bite Meat Podcast.
I do. I'm very Bite proud Meat. Of it. Very happy with it.
You still do The Bite Meat Podcast?
Yeah, Bite Meat is the one that's really off the charts. Bite Meat is the barbecue podcast that's starting to take hold.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I just want to give a special shout-out
to thank you, Figure. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, so you got on the show. You got Captain Scott.
Captain Scott Knoll.
You got Captain Caleb.
And Captain Dean.
Captain Dean, okay, yeah. So got a lot of captains.
I feel like I'm walking into a trap.
Why are you not a captain?
I don't want to be a captain. Mm-hmm. I mean,
why not?
Because then you have to be a fishing guide, and I don't have the
time.
It already sounds boring.
I don't care anymore.
I've been asked to be a captain. Don't want to be a captain. I also feel like I'm walking into a trap.
That's right. Yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just showing some love.
Okay. Well, thank you.
How many captains have you had on your podcast?
Well, these three every week, and then probably another dozen or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just as guests.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you might have had this captain on your podcast at one point. So here is a kid. I guess he was on the water. He was on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he started getting a little disrespectful for some reason. And you could hear the captain in the back just letting them have it.
We were all fishing here. All right, bro. I'm not going to do this with you, bro. What are you trying to do, bro?
What are you trying to do, bro? You
want
to go?
I don't want to go. I want you to get the out of here.
No, I'm coming.
Bro, all right, bro.
We're all war veterans. We're all Marines.
Well, thank you for your service, bro.
And you're going to talk.
Thank you for your service, bro.
I'm 300 days a year.
Oh, this is the same guy we talked about before.
All right,
every
bro.
Day, I'm the best charter captain you'll ever meet in your.
This is the guy that got arrested,
bro.
Right?
Cuss me out.
Chill, bro. Chill, bro. Please, bro.
Yeah. Please, we talked about
please,
this.
Please, bro. I'm a kid, bro. Please.
You brought this back around?
Sorry, yeah.
Here, but my buddy was
take
on the boat. I'm a kid, bro. Please, bro.
I don't care. You don't cuss me out.
All right.
Me.
Yes, sir.
This guy's insane.
Is he still in jail?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be. He should be out by now, right?
Wait, so this was just an elaborate plot to play the audio?
Yeah, I just want to play, yeah, I'm sure you had a couple captains. You probably had him on the podcast.
I took my 1.5-year-old granddaughter out for the very first time.
I saw that.
That? And every time we stopped, man, she's a chip off the old grandpa block here. Every time we stopped, she would take a rod out of the rod holder, like, let's go fishing.
Time to fish.
And I'm like, she could barely hold it. And then she tried to throw it into the water a couple times, but that's we'll work on.
She's just casting.
We'll work on that. Casting. She's casting the entire rod.
There you go.
Oh, real quick, I want to give a special salute to Rich Hill, who has at the age of 45 has been called up to pitch for the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 45
pitching today, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they called him up today. He gonna start today.
I feel like I shouldn't say his nickname on air, but shout out to Rich Hill.
Yeah,
still in the league,
Mr. Mountain.
Still in the league. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on in the loop at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy, reminder: it's a Texans training camp ticket Tuesday. We've been giving away a 4-pack of VIP tickets every hour to Texans training camp for August 1st at the Houston Methodist Training Center right there across from NRG Stadium. The tickets are courtesy of the Houston Texans, and we'll be giving away another 4-pack here next. But coming up next, we're getting ready to talk to the fellas of the drive, Clinton Ron. But before we do that, Rockets have another addition, and I've got to tell you, I think I love it. I'll tell you why next.
I think I hate it, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, you've been in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday. It is a Texans training camp ticket Tuesday. And pursuant to that, call number 10 right now. We'll get 4 VIP tickets to Texans training camp on August 1st at the Houston Methodist Training Center, which is right there across from NRG Stadium where training camp takes place. Takes his courtesy of Houston Texans. And call number 10 right now gets an opportunity to win those as well. So, yeah, man, keep it locked, especially on a Tuesday for the opportunity of those. But right now, call number 10. The Houston Rockets still trying to, hey, man, we stay inactive. This we've talked about it with Sean yesterday, talked about it a little bit, and I've definitely thought about it a lot, that, man, the fall is going to be jam-packed. Obviously, there's Texans football, important, impactful Texans football. But Rockets basketball, as soon as it starts up there, and what is that, October? is going to be meaningful as well. You're going to need to keep up with the Rockets right off the jump because Kevin Durant and the aspirations that they have, it ain't just going to be wait till Christmas and then tap in. There's going to be things happening. And now they add to what they're doing. And honestly, it's like they made a move. Not that I feel myself so important that they would make a move to answer something that I kind of asked, but they made a move to kind of really quell one of the few things that I was looking at that I go, I'm still interested in what they're going to do there. Josh Okogie, who is a shooting guard type, he has now been signed for your Houston Rockets. He's a veteran wing, obviously a lot of wings to this team, but he often plays more as a shooting guard, and he signs a veteran minimum $3.1 million deal for 1 year for this upcoming season with the Rockets, and I very much like this deal.
Well, I think it's a good deal. I don't know where it's going to put them in the grand scheme, change their odds, that kind
of
stuff.
But it's not that level of things at all.
He's a really good defender. That's why he's here. His shooting got better last year. I do like his nickname. They call him Obi-Wan, which is always good.
I don't know that I've actually heard anybody call him. I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying I don't know that I've heard anybody actually call him that while I've seen him play a decent amount in Minnesota where he started and then Phoenix where he played after that.
But he's starting off on the on the wrong foot.
Why do you say that?
He is starting off on the
wrong foot. Found out he got signed within the last hour. What you mean he's starting off?
In the last hour, he started off on the wrong
foot. How?
Josh Okogie's Twitter account. Houston, we have a problem.
What upsets you more about that? Just like the cliche?
Come on, man.
Or does it also upset you that people get the quote wrong every damn time?
This is true. It's both. But really, just that we're over that. We're past that. Nobody here likes that, Josh. Let's use this as a learning experience.
Okay.
Yeah, just use it as a teaching moment for Josh Okogie. The fact that he tweeted that.
Very good. But he'll have an opportunity to learn. I really like Josh, as you mentioned, defensive first player, which when you play for Ime Udoka, you got to have that. But one of the things that I was starting to look at the way that this team was starting to be structured was, and I don't even know how important it is, because again, the big lifting has been done largely by making sure that you add some of the players that you have, right? Dorian Finney-Smith and, of course, Kevin Durant, in addition to what you've had. But with all the additions you have, like, you've got good wings, but I was wondering if you end up with like smaller capable guards that are like you need to find a way to defend. Mm-hmm. Yes, you could put Amen Thompson there and that's fine. But what happens if you end up in a situation where like you have Amen guarding up a little bit? Do you have guys that can kind of guard in
that
space?
No, I think that fits.
And Josh very much feels like if you have a specialized situation, because he's 14th man on the roster, 14th spot. I don't know where he fits. Maybe he's just outside of your normal rotation that you use in special situations. I don't know exactly where he'll fall in the roster, but he fits as a guy that works very well at guarding guards. He has that in his wheelhouse. And on top of that, he's not a great three-point shooter.
He got better last year.
He did shoot a little bit better last year. And one of the things about him shooting better last year, he played in two places. He played in Phoenix, and then he ultimately got traded to Charlotte, which is an unserious organization. But he played next to KD in Phoenix, right? Like, he has a level of rapport there, I think, which would help. And, again, he is a credible shooter. I might be stretching that a little bit.
No, I don't think that's a stretch.
But sometimes being
what are you, like 37?
34 or 38 in the first part with Phoenix.
Okay.
Now, that's on low volume, and that's not a ton of shots getting up. So, again, you can take that with a grain of salt if you so choose. But being a credible shooter is sometimes all you need. It's one of the places where Amen Thompson, if he finds himself as a credible shooter, he's going to do some real damage to teams because it makes it that much more difficult to guard him. I think for Josh, it would make him a little bit more playable being on the court. I know that he can knock down the occasional three-pointer, so I know that he's not going to be crazy afraid of taking a shot. But I think also, just more importantly, there you go. That's a dude who
another defender filling out the roster, good nickname.
Perfectly.
Can knock it down occasionally. It's just don't tweet that ever again. Don't say that ever again.
Fair enough.
Josh Okogie.
Yeah.
First thing he tweeted, Houston, we have a problem.
That's right. Come every
on,
time.
Man. Everybody knows that by now, don't they?
It's more annoying than it is like really a problem per se for me.
Yeah, yes.
And I had that tweet written out when I first got this job.
Did you really?
And then I didn't.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did.
It would attract, you know. And then I thought somebody went to you and said, "Yeah, you don't want to do that."
You know what's funny is at this point, it's not even clever
you
anymore.
Got a problem.
It's not even clever anymore. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't. There was a point in time where maybe you could say it was annoying, but it was. It's not even clever anymore. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not from here.
Fair.
A word.
I do. I don't know what you said.
He said a word. I just want to let you know.
But I was just going to say your mama. But I'm not from here.
Hey, don't go fighting on a Tuesday.
But it is interesting to me how annoying that is. Like where I'm from, it's the show me state. It's the show me state. It's what's said all the time. It doesn't annoy.
It annoys some people.
Like, some Houstonians get. Yes.
Well, that's because
I
don't know how many people actually know about the Show Me State, if we're being honest.
Huh?
I don't know how many people actually know about that Show Me State. Our education system, not the best.
I don't know about that. I feel like it's a pretty well-known thing. Yeah.
Okay.
If
you was from Kansas and you got that, you're not in Kansas anymore.
That too.
Yeah, that one killed people.
It don't matter where
you live. But that bothers you a little bit.
Kansas City or Missouri. No, it doesn't.
Really?
Like it really does. That's a good, that's an even better
one. The other one is that I think is relevant. People in San Francisco, don't say Frisco.
We going to say that anyways. Y'all not getting us to move off the block on that one.
They don't say Frisco.
They don't. They don't call it Frisco.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's some people from you. Y'all be getting.
it's the thing that, and Houston is big enough where there's enough cultural references that you don't got to fall back.
But it's the number one.
Yeah.
Well, it's there is a severe lack of creativity.
That's it too.
I mean, there is a pickup. Which look, they say a lot of people say that the social media game, and no matter where you're at, is just push content, no matter what it is. I mean, if you're going to Houston, you get signed by Houston, you're visiting Houston, you're leaving Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Houston we got a problem thing, it seems just to be the low-hanging fruit, man. Just push it out there and get a little stir them up a bit.
Is it just because it's not cool?
It's just old and tired.
Sin City, is it just not cool?
Yeah, but that's a nickname. Like, this ain't even a nickname. This is something that someone once said about, it wouldn't be like, hey, Space City, I'm coming. Like, I don't think anybody would be mad about that, per se.
I think a big part of it all is that every time a Houston sports team played on national TV, Monday Night Football, whatever, the opposing team was holding up a sign that said, Houston, you have a problem. And it just got old. It's trite. It's cliche.
That's fair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Yeah!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.